Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by Vistage International and features one of their local chairs, Marshall Krupp. And Marshall has been with Vistage for a little while now, but he's making quite a mark on the organization. Marshall's mission is to empower others to be greater than they ever thought they could be. And he has a 40-year successful career as a strategic advisor and coach to chief executives and management teams of private businesses, public agencies, and nonprofit institutions, offering management and leadership consultation, and focuses on strategic planning, public-private partnerships, decision-making, conflict resolution. I've seen him in action. He's great at what he does. And we're going to talk about, are you really a high-performance executive? So, Marshall, welcome to the show.
Bill, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a real pleasure to have you on. And, you know, one of the things we like to do for our listeners is to have them get a little familiar with our guests. So could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I'm a native Californian. There's very few of us around, but we're still here. Went to USC. I had a very good career of 40 years representing public agencies, private businesses, and nonprofits. Retired about 2 years ago, decided to bring all of that skill set to the business community from a coaching perspective. And that's how I got involved with Vistage.
Now tell our listeners a little bit, because I know a lot of them have probably heard of Vistage, but they may not know exactly what it is and where its history. So can you tell us a little bit about Vistage?
Well, yeah, Vistage was created in the 1957. In Milwaukee by a gentleman who had a business operation, decided that he needed to find some new solutions to the challenges and opportunities he was facing. And that resulted in him creating what's called a peer private advisory board. These are individuals who are executives, who are peers, who are trusted advisors. And over the last 50 years, Vistage, which started out as the executive committee or tech.
Right, you're right. A lot of people remember tech and they're going, well, so Vistage is just a continuation, a rebranding of tech, right?
Vistage is a renaming, rebranding of the original tech organization. Currently, we have 18,000 members worldwide, 15 countries. There's about 800 members in Orange County alone. We have the largest concentration of Vistage members. And what Vistage is all about is forming groups of executives who want to learn and grow, who want to face their challenges, who want to look at new opportunities. It's a place where you can be confidential among trusted advisors, where you're challenged, held accountable, and is in an environment of vulnerability. So we literally open the door on the person, the business, to see exactly where it's going and how it could be more successful.
Now, it seems like in the last few years especially, we hear a lot more about executives who, you know, we always say it's lonely at the top, right? It's a lonely business owner usually inside. They can't talk about a lot of things that they need to talk to somebody about, and they can't do it to their coworkers and even their key employees because they can't show that vulnerability inside of their own doors. And so it seems like there's been a lot of collaboration going on and a lot of growth in these types of groups. Is there any particular reason, or is it just that it's becoming more accepted and more there's more awareness about these types of things, or is it just that people are seeing the results from other people that are doing it?
Yeah, Vistage has always been successful. So the concept of a peer private advisory board has always worked. It will work into the future. I think what's brought it into the limelight in the last 5 to 7 years, 8 years, is we went through this recession. And business is different today than it was in the past. We executives are starting to realize we can't do it by ourselves. We have to look to others. We have to look to collaboration. We have to figure out new ways of doing what we were successful at doing before, which we today are unsuccessful doing the way we did it in the past.
Great point. You know, there's been a lot of great books written on the fact that we've evolved you know, certainly out of the industrial age to the information age, and now we're in the age of paradox where you have to really take the blinders off and really look to the peripheral vision to find out what your next opportunity be. It may be way out in left field, and that may be your driving business model in the next few years with the way things are changing. And so Vistage helps people to explore those types of things in a safe environment, right?
Yeah, I talk to my executives, and I ask them if they know the concept of shadow. What is shadow? Shadow is the parts of us that we hide, deny, and repress. We do that in our personal lives. We do that in our business lives. We do that as executives. We have our blinders on. And what Vistage does is it takes the blinders off. It allows others to look at me and see what I'm not seeing and offer that awareness and suggestions. So now I have a broader perspective of how I can run my business.
I love that. And so when people come to you and say, hey, Marshall, tell me what it's all about and how I get involved and how long will I be a member? What are some of the particulars for members that are maybe wondering what it would be like out there?
The average member is in Vistage 8 years. So that's a pretty significant amount of time that they're in the organization.
That's the average.
That's the average. And There are members who have been in there 20, 30 years. There have been members who have just recently joined. Being in Vistage is about being in a group of peers. So we have several levels of peers. We have what's called the chief executive group. Those are leaders who make the decisions. They are the presidents, the founders, the CEOs, the board, the chairman of the board. Those are the decision makers of the organization. That's the chief executive group. Mm-hmm. The other group is what we call a key group, which is middle management people. These are people on their way up the ladder to be C-level executives. There's what's called a trusted advisor group. These are just people who want to be part of a group of trusted advisors. Now, at the chief executive level, we have really two levels. We have companies that are large companies, and we have small companies, small businesses. So there's two different areas that they can go in that direction also. My group is very diverse. I have everything from a young man who's 24 years old with a startup company to a gentleman who's 63 years old with a long operation that he is expanding. I've got companies with three or four employees and some companies with 400 employees. I've got companies that are doing $5 million a year and companies are doing $125 million a year. So it's a pretty broad group.
And these days we can all learn from each other, especially important to have a younger element in there who might be able to help others understand the technology changes that are going on, keep in touch with some of those, and the older guys that can say, hey, it's not always going to be awesome. It's not always going to be great. You're going to go through some trials and tribulations, but I've been through that. I can help you get through it. Now, let me ask you a question, because you mentioned the CEO group, the key group, which is the middle market, the middle managers and the people that are up-and-comers.
Correct.
And the trusted advisors. And I'm very interested about the curriculum for each one of those, because it seems like the CEO group is about running and leading and the vision and all that kind of stuff. But I think a real important component is the up-and-comers who someday will be business leaders, and they don't get taught that on a daily basis. They're too busy doing their job. So I think that's a real important void to fill.
Well, Vistage is not a school. It is an experiential process where people come into a room, they roll up their sleeves, they take off their ties, and they deal with issues and problems. The fact that you have 16 people sitting around a table talking about the same subject matter from different perspectives, all of a sudden you start to learn new ways of doing things. And so that's why the C-level, the middle-level management people, they learn a lot. Now, in terms of what they get from Vistage, in the key group, they meet for one day a month for an entire day, from 7:30 to 4:30. They do not get one-to-one coaching. The key of the chief executive group, they do get the one-to-one coaching. So they meet for a month. They meet one day a month, plus they get one-to-one coaching for 2 hours a month. And that's part of the benefit that they get from Vistage.
Now, as part of the meeting agenda, is there I know you have a really robust outside speakers bureau available through Vistage. It's huge. I mean, the amount of resources I've seen there.
Yes. Vistage has one of the renowned organizations of speakers within the world. I believe there's somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 speakers. These are top paid speakers that come into the group and they speak for 2 to 3 hours at no cost to the group and no cost to the chair or the facilitator of the group.
You know, listeners, think about this. When you're running your business, it's really helpful to take that time out to sharpen the saw, to really step aside. And this is, we're talking one day a month to develop ideas, talk with other peers, and really get to know, really get to air your laundry with everybody and say, hey, I got a problem, I got an issue. And by helping others and listening to others, that's how you learn about these types of things. And you learn. So it's, like you said, it's not a school, but it's like a lab kind of a thing. And you said it's not a process, it's a journey.
It is truly a journey. I tell members who join Vistage, don't expect big results in 3 months. After a year, you're going to start seeing some very significant results. Now, it all depends on the group. My group is seeing results right now, and some of my members have only been there for 4 or 5 months. And they're seeing significant changes in their businesses, in their employees, how they're operating their businesses, and the bottom line, which is, what's the profit margin?
It's a fantastic group. I'm talking with Marshall Krupp from Vistage International. We're going to take a short break and then come back and talk about some stories and tips and ideas for our listeners. So hang with us. We'll be right back after this message.
ECM Group is the home of fiduciary coaching. Webster's Dictionary says a coach is one who instructs or trains. At ECM Group, we instruct and train 401k plan fiduciaries to understand their role and responsibilities in guiding their corporate retirement plan. If you are like most business owners or executives, you need to run your business or do your job full time, and 401k fiduciary compliance just isn't your day-to-day skill set. Let the prudent experts at ECM Group coach you through the 401k minefield of fiduciary compliance.
For information, contact Buck Blanton at 904-955-0853. That's 904-955-0853.
Business succession and exit planning is hard, and everyone says you should start early. But where can you hear a lot of ideas from a lot of professionals so you can decide what's best for you? At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 150 advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. I'm here with Marshall Krupp from Vistage International, and we've been talking about the group that really helps executives to see into the future more clearly, to get ideas and really work with each other and hear from great speakers. It's not a process, it's a journey. So that's why members come in and they stay in for many, many, many years. And it's not a school, it's a lab where you can go in and say, hey, guys, I'm thinking, what if this were to happen? What if I were to do this? What do you all think, right? So tell us a little bit about a story about someone, a member you can think of, who came into the group. What was their life like before that, and how has it improved as a result of being in Vistage?
So, Bill, I'll give you an example of a manufacturing company. I was invited to come to his office and interview him to be a possible member of our group. I got there, and he said, didn't you get my message? I canceled the meeting. And I said, well, why'd you cancel the meeting? He says, well, because I'm not sure I want to be a member of Vistage. I don't need it. My company is fine. We're going our own route. I said, fine. Give me at least 5 minutes to talk. About an hour and a half later, he signed up for Vistage after our talk. Now, what has happened in the 6 months since he joined the group? So he did not have a general manager when he started Vistage. He was doing all the work himself. He was working 60 to 80 hours a week in his manufacturing plant. His gross sales was significantly down because he got hit by the recession and didn't really know how to come back. Today, as a result of Vistage, he now has a general manager. He's working 30 hours a week. He's now focused on the parts of the business that he really enjoys to do and has delegated the rest of the work to others in the company. And he just told me this morning when I spoke to him, they're going to a double shift now because they have so much work that they can't do it with a single shift. It's all because he was challenged to make hard decisions, risky decisions, but hard decisions. And the result was that he made those decisions and he's seeing success as a result of it.
You know, you or I were recently in a meeting where someone said something very significant. They said, I'm like a helium balloon. And a helium balloon isn't much good without a string.
Yeah.
It just floats around. And that string is the accountability back to a group like Vistage and a coach, someone like yourself, a chairperson, who can say, hey, we talked about this, remember? What have you done? And that is how things get done. Otherwise, April 15th would have no significance in this country for the U.S. government, right? If there wasn't a final tax day, basically.
Yeah, you know, I made most of my successes when I was challenged by others who held me accountable. When I did it all by myself, I could easily get away with it. You know, I could delay it. I could defer it. I could never do it. But when others were holding me accountable, whether it was my wife or my mentor or my peers, there, for some reason, I was motivated more to get the job done. And the result was a success. When people joined Vistage, they don't join Vistage because of, quote, the Vistage organization. They join it because of the group, who's the members of the group, and the chair, who the chair is, what does he bring to the table, and am I willing to be held accountable and challenged by that chair to be bigger and better than I ever thought I could be?
Yeah, I've heard that. And so, you know, there's a, like you said, there's a lot of chapters out there. There's a lot of chair people. So how do you assess which group you should be in, and give us some tips or ideas for assessing that? Should you just meet with a lot of chairs and figure out the personalities, or how do you figure it out?
Selfishly, I'd like them all to come to me because I'd like them to get them in my groups, obviously. But, you know, there's 27 chairs here in Orange County. They all have different skill sets. They all have different capabilities. They all come from different backgrounds and experiences. They all provide a different personality to the group. And someone who wants to be a member of just a Vistage should go look around, visit with a couple of chairs, get a feel for what they're going to offer you. The bottom line is you're paying to be a member that you need to get value from. If you're not getting the value for the money that you're paying to invest in yourself, you shouldn't be in that group. You should go find the group that will give you the value.
And so just having a conversation with someone sometimes will give you an eye into their personality and how they work with you, right? I mean, some people are very passive coaches and some people are very active coaches. Where would you say you are?
I'm a very active, proactive coach. Some of my members will tell you that they do not like me. And the reason they don't like me is because they respect me for what I do. And what I do is I push them. I hold them accountable. I challenge them. I bring them new pieces of information that they can use. And I ask them, take a look at what I'm bringing to the table. It may be the next big thing in your company. Other chairs focus on different approaches. But I'm a more aggressive, proactive approach, a coach to what I do.
What would you say are the top three issues that you see as a result of being a Vistage chair? What are the top three things that come to the top of the list for most business owners? Is there any commonality there?
Yeah, I would say that the three most critical right now in the marketplace is, number one, sales and marketing. Every business is focused on sales and marketing. That is the lifeblood of a company. If you're not doing it correctly, you're not creative, then you're not competing with your competitors out there. That's number one. The next area is hiring and firing. Do you have the right people? Are you hiring the right people? Are you training the right people? And are you firing the people who shouldn't be in your company? You may like the person. He may have, or she may have, you know, the relationships in the company, but if they're not productive, if they don't fit in with the culture, they shouldn't be there. They should be let go. Let them go to another company where they can find the space that they want to be in. And the third area that I think is the most significant and will be in the future is this whole technology transformation that's taking place. We have young people coming into the marketplace who are going to be the executives of the future, who have a total different understanding of what it means to be in business today because of the technology that they're using and what they've learned and how they're out there in the social media arena. We have all of these older executives, these mature executives who've been around for 30, 40, 50 years running companies, and they are going to have to make the transition into this new technology. If they don't, they're going to be at the bottom of the list of the competition versus the top of the list.
Yeah, a lot of them are waiting for it to go back to how it was before, and it's not going back, is it?
The smartphone is here to stay, and everything along with it is here.
Great tips, Marshall. I know there's an upcoming event for Vistage locally here in Orange County. Can you spend just a little bit of time? Tell us a little bit about what's coming up and who's invited and how can they get in touch with you to
Absolutely.
Attend?
In Orange County, we have an event once a year, which we call the Orange County Vistage Executive Summit. It's going to be held at the Anaheim Convention Center on September 17th. That's September 17th from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5:30 in the afternoon. It is by invitation only. And it's going to be for all Vistage members. It's going to be for their guests who are potential candidates of Vistage or who want to learn more about Vistage. And it's for the chairs to show off what the Vistage community is all about. Orange County is a dynamic Vistage community. We have some of the most successful businesses in Vistage in Orange County. And most of those members will be at this executive summit. If you want to find out more, you can contact me at my website at www.vistageusa.com, or you can send me an email at marshall.krupp@vistagechair.com, and I'd be happy to meet with you, see if you are a fit for both the executive summit and or being a member of Vistage, and we can talk about inviting you to this great event.
That's Marshall.Krupp, K-R-U-P-P, at VistageChair.com. And I'll hold it out there, too, that I'm going to disclose to everyone that I am a member of your group, Marshall. And if you'd like to be my guest at this event on September 17th, drop me a line. Let me know. I'll be happy to take you as a guest. And, Marshall, thanks very much for joining us. Great interview and a really good overview about what Vistage International is and does for its members. It's a very valuable organization. And if listeners, if you don't know anything about it, go to VistageUSA.com, check it out. What do you have to lose? I mean, take a look at how things are going right now. Could they be better? And how do you make them better? You take action. So, Marshall, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, Bill. It was wonderful.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.